This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Maybe we should say thank you when we sing.
Mr. Grown Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies. Today is another show and tell with Isla.
Hi, Isla.
Hi, Isla.
Hi, Isla. What have you got to tell us about?
Hello, Beanies. My name is Isla and I'm 6 years old and I'm talking about my 5 pet camels.
Whoa, 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 whoa. 5 pet camels?
5.
As in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 camels?
Camels, like
four
camels that
camel
have
camel named five. My 5 pets.
I think she's got 5 camels
she's
that are her
five
pets.
5 camels.
Whoa.
Wow.
Camels
wow.
are like those big, how do I explain a camel? Camels are like those big horse,
yep, good,
giraffe
good.
Things that live in the desert and they've
not,
got humps.
Not giraffe.
They're big though.
They're big.
Yeah.
And they have water in their humps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you ride them in the desert.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
They've kind and of got hooves like giraffes, don't they?
Yeah.
They're big pads. Yeah.
Mm.
They've got long necks and they've got very silly faces.
They do. Whoa. Okay, so you have 5 pet camels. What are their names? Do they have names?
Well, yeah. They all have names. Their names are Ladybug, Bug, Gemma, Sweetie, and Mac. Mac's the most annoying one.
Ladybug, Gemma.
Sweetie.
Sweetie.
Like Sweetie. And Mac? I think so, yeah.
And Mac. Oh, Mac. I wonder what Mac does.
So the camels were called Lady, Bub Bub, mm-hmm. Gemma, mm-hmm. Sweetie, and Naughty Mac.
Mac. What makes Mac annoying?
It makes him annoying. Well, I don't really know. Maybe it's because other camels be annoying to him.
Aww.
Oh, poor Mac.
Now
I feel
bad. Picked on by Sweetie and Gemma and Bum Bum and Lady.
Oh, he gets picked on and he gets angry.
Oh, man.
Now I feel bad for him.
So what do you feed your camels?
We feed our camels hay. The hay is dry grass. I know it's brown, but it actually is dry grass without any water, but it's still yummy for the camels.
What do your camels eat? Hey!
Hey!
Hey, girl!
It sounds like Isla might be on a farm or something.
Mm.
Yeah, do your camels just walk around your house like pets?
That'd be pretty smelly, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like, camels are big.
Mm.
Yeah.
How do they get through the door?
Big doors.
Maybe they've got double doors.
Big
double,
camels, big doors.
Double camel doors.
Camel doors, of course.
Mm.
They mostly walk around our house in the back, and sometimes I get to pet them. My dad kind of shoves me away from them because he just doesn't want me to get hurt.
Well, that's true.
Oh,
well, camels are pretty big, so...
They are big.
The mini beanies are pretty small.
Yeah,
beanies
are pretty small. And I imagine, you know, camels, it's kind of like being around horses, like, because they're so big, they can be nice, but also, if they accidentally, you know, step on your toe, that's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Like, most animals are very nice, but if you're not sure, you should definitely ask a big person and listen to what they say about how to talk to that animal and how to pat that animal and what you should and shouldn't do.
Good idea.
And is there, like, a head camel, like the leader of the camels, like king or queen camel?
Chief camel.
The gang of camels. What's a group of camels called?
Oh, I'm going to Google that.
Let's make one up.
Okay.
A hill.
A hump.
A mob.
A mob.
Mm. Mob.
A herd? I reckon it's herd.
A herd?
Probably herd.
Mm. A caravan.
A caravan.
Hey.
A caravan. So there's a couple, but the top one is a caravan of camels, a flock of camels, a train of camels, or a herd of camels.
I said herd. I win.
You did.
Mm.
But a caravan of camels.
Caravans? The most interesting one.
Yeah.
Let's stick with that one.
Yeah.
A caravan of camels. What's your favourite thing to do around the camels?
My favourite thing is patting them, and it's really cool because sometimes I can go on their hump, sit on their hump, but my dad won't let me until maybe like a month ago, but it's okay.
So you can ride the camels?
Yeah, but not until you're old enough, so Isla's got to wait a little bit longer.
Or maybe she needs to be a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I've just looked up camels in Australia. There are currently over 1 million feral camels in Australia.
That's a big caravan.
That's a big caravan. Oh my goodness. And we have the most camels of any country.
Well, I suppose Australia has like a lot of desert, which the camels like. Kind of country that they like.
Yeah. And it sounds like camels aren't native to Australia. They were brought here and they came here in the 1840s.
That's a long time ago.
So they've been here for a long time. And yeah.
Hanging out in caravans.
And we have the biggest population of camels.
So that would have been before there was trains or cars or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think people just rode camels everywhere?
Maybe.
Well, I think Australia's really big. There's lots of desert. So they might have needed all of those camels to move things around back before, we could just put it on a train or a plane or something.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for telling us about your camels. You're so lucky to have cool pets. I just have a dog.
Oh, but he's a nice dog. He's a good boy.
He doesn't have any humps, though.
Yeah, King Louis a lot smaller than a camel, though.
Yeah, really
I would like to see a caravan of King Louis, though.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Bye, Isla. Thanks for talking to us about your camels.
Yeah, thanks, Isla. That was so interesting.
It was. Bye, Isla. Say hello to Lady and Bubub and Gemma and
Mac.
We missed one.
Sweetie. Say hi to Sweetie.
Bye.
Do you have a question for the Beanies, like...
What is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the Beanies, like...
I have a pet puppy dog.
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the Beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell. We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
sing. Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like ball pits.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh,
man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.